My first thought was 2 weeks. Wow, that's kind of fast. You know, I've seen it take longer. My second thought, though, was 2 weeks. How disappointing.
Hello and welcome to HIMSCast. I'm Susan Morse, Executive Editor of Healthcare Finance News. With us today is Gary Davis at Noyo. Welcome, Gary. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, Susan. It's great being here.
Well, can you first start by telling us about yourself and what you do at Noyo?
Yeah, I think I'll start with Noyo because it underscores really why I'm here. Noyo is a benefits data platform that provides a modern data infrastructure to make frictionless employee benefits possible. Noyo is really the first company to transform that underlying structure to create, you know, kind of a seamless digital connectivity. And what this means is that data is synchronized and made instantly available anywhere it's needed. This unlocks a better experience when people go to choose and use their employee benefits. And so at Noyo, I'm Noyo's national practice leader, and I've been in the industry for over 30 years. And 28 of those years were with a major insurance carrier. So when I think about my work here at Noyo, that Eric Clapton song, "Change the World," kind of sticks in my head. I want to change our little corner of employee benefits by creating, you know, modern data flow to unlock a better customer experience.
That's excellent. You have all those years of experience. And with that, what do you see as the major issue for payers when it comes to benefits and their legacy technology?
Yeah, you know, Susan, that's really simple. It's the status quo. We currently have systems and technology where we just get by from day to day. And I say that kind of with a monotone voice and very little enthusiasm. I really mean that we are ripe for a technology upgrade in our industry. We reap the benefits of modern technology in other areas of our lives. Heck, I can move money to my kids through Venmo and money always seems to be going out of my account. That's a different issue. I can go online in the morning and order something, and sometimes it comes to my house before the end of the day. And that all happens with modern technology. You know, it was interesting. My son got his first job out of college with full benefits, and he was asking me some questions while he was selecting his benefits on his laptop because his dad worked for an insurance company for 28 years. And so when he was selecting his benefits, you know, he went and selected his benefits, and then he hit enter, and the big word processing came up on the screen with an explanation that it might take up to 2 weeks for his coverage to be confirmed by the carrier, the insurance carrier, and active. And my first thought was 2 weeks. Wow, that's kind of fast. You know, I've seen it take longer. My second thought, though, was 2 weeks. How disappointing. Why do we put up with weeks-long or month-long enrollment process in employee benefits? It's not the modern technology-enabled experience that we see in finance and retail that we really could have in employee benefits. So it's about moving beyond the legacy technology, getting it on the IT roadmap, and modernizing. Insurance carriers and others in the benefits ecosystem cannot be complacent with the status quo.
Got it. So what you're talking about is how the technology that insurers have in place for enrollment, how it interacts with the members and the new members coming on board. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's my little corner of employee benefits, but it drives the whole ecosystem when it comes to, you know, claims and the patient experience and, you know, the payment of claims to the providers. So when we have good data that underscores or underlies, our employee benefits, then it can drive the rest of the ecosystem.
Can you explain that a little more, please? Because with your experience, I'd love to tap into that of what data is needed and how does the enrollment sort of drive the rest of the system?
It does. I very frankly, it does drive the rest of the system. And it's interesting, in that example with my son, if you could imagine if he needed care during that 2 week period where he was kind of in limbo status, he would have had a coverage delay, or he would have had access to care issues. And you can just imagine what might have happened from a billing standpoint. So you're absolutely intuitive by asking that question. The enrollment data drives the rest of the ecosystem, and when that is clean and accurate, good things can happen in the way that we go to choose and use our benefits.
And when you say enrollment data, I mean, what do you have other than a name, address, company, birth date? Does that often get messed up? Is there something that happens here when you enroll?
It's interesting. I've been, as I said, in the industry a long time, and I've seen the evolution of that enrollment data through, the different aspects of technology upgrades in our industry. Originally, it was, HIPAA in the mid-90s, and that required, secure data information, and it defined what the enrollment information was and how that could, be used and transmitted. Then it was Y2K, and the underlying aspects of our systems and our systems working in the new millennia. And then it was really the Affordable Care Act and the ability to create a modern experience when it comes to marketplaces and enrolling in benefits and things like that. And so in order for all of that to work, it needs to be secure, obviously. It needs to interact with our systems, and it needs to create a modern experience when it comes to the way that people, again, choose and use their benefits from a marketplace standpoint. So that evolution has been a big part of the importance of data and the way that it drives the patient experience when they actually go to use their benefits.
Thanks for explaining that. That makes things clearer for me. I appreciate that. But I understand that the company did a Harris Poll study that shows the implications of bad data in the benefit information. And I'm wondering if you could talk about that, please.
Yeah, and I even alluded to that a little bit in the example of my son. It was interesting that Harris poll found that 48% of Americans that get their insurance coverage through their employer experience frustration when they're using their benefits. And because benefits are sometimes hard to understand, and kind of outside of that, approximately 40% of those same folks experienced, some of the things that I was talking about with what my son could have experienced, coverage delays, access to care, inaccurate bills. And those, Susan, those experiences are rooted in slow or inaccurate data flow in employee benefits. It's that legacy technology that we talked about. It's the Harris poll that kind of brought to light, those issues that the American public are experiencing when they go to use their benefits. And that's the part where, modern technology can create a better experience for all of that.
Of course, we're hearing a lot about modern technology, AI. Does it have a role here?
It's interesting. I went to a big insurance and technology conference, and there were thousands of insurance and technology professionals there. And I'll tell you, it seemed like almost every session, had a component or a question focused around, AI. And I really think about it this way, especially from a Knowyo standpoint. In order for AI to be at its best, it has to start with a feed of good data. Advanced tools can only be effective when they are built on a foundation of clean and accurate data. So the better your foundation, frankly, the better the opportunity AI has to create productive data interpretation. So, you know, that's the way I think of it when I think of the infrastructure that Knowyo provides in order to bring, you know, good data to the tools that, you know, can be used in advanced ways.
And Gary, can you give, what kind of data are we talking about, please?
Yeah, Knowyo's core use of data is that enrollment data. But Susan, I'll tell you, you know, as I think about, you know, beyond the core enrollment data, and you think about the way that our industry moves and operates, when you think about, you know, patients going to the doctor and, you know, claims and provider payments and things like that happening, you know, it's all of that data. You know, there becomes a bigger and greater use when data is put in front of the right people for the right reasons at the right time. And I think that's what's most exciting. Knowyo facilitates an environment for that that data to be moved around in a way that it hasn't been moved around in our industry. Our industry has been mired in, you know, file-based processes or data entry. You know, sometimes that data entry is outsourced on behalf of the insurance carrier or someone else. So, you know, it's that type of environment. When you ask the question about data, data can be used anywhere, you know, that it's needed in order to be productive to support, you know, obviously that customer patient experience when they go to use their benefits.
So it's the same data going through to be used for enrollment, for claims, for payment, for the entire cycle of that.
Yeah, that's correct. It was funny, you know, so it's amazing how things come full circle. But when I started my career at that big insurance carrier, I started out as a benefit analyst in the claims department. And it was, number one, a great way to learn our industry and learn about, you know, benefits and enrollment and the way claims are paid and things like that. But it's that full circle aspect of it that I'm trying to have an impact on here at Knowyo, in the way that we can upgrade that experience through providing data, you know, that will, better data that will derive or drive those better experiences all the way back to the claims that are paid on behalf of our members.
Well, thank you. And that is a great segue into my last question. What is the best way to have a tech-first approach to benefits design and delivery?
Yeah, and that's the crux of the question here, isn't it? And it's a great question, I'll tell you. And it does start with a modern infrastructure that provides a real-time experience for you know, clean data at the right time. People should serve customers or patients. Technology should serve data. You know, taking a tech-first approach that prioritizes a modern data management experience will boost efficiency. It will create enhanced frictionless experiences. You know, these will, you know, some of those experiences will include customized benefit options, a streamlined buying process, and really the deployment of people to the human side of our business. So, you know, to sum it all up, I would say that, you know, with a tech upgrade, our industry can do more to create better outcomes for everyone.
Well, thank you, Gary. My last question has to do with your son. So in the future, do you see that people enrolling will get enrolled the same day, same hour?
I do. You know, very frankly, I do. you know, it's as simple as that. That's what we need to be driving forward to in our industry. Yeah. And without that, boy, I tell you, you know, our industry will pale in comparison to, you know, some of the other areas like finance and retail that do it more, you know, that have the expectations of the customer in mind, say it that way.
Gary, thank you. It's been a pleasure having you on HIMSCast.
Thanks, Susan. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and talk with you.